broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I want to thank everybody at Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg.
He's the star of Iron Man. Two girls and a guy.
It sounded like you're dead. I mean,
I have a dream that one day this nation will...
Excuse me, what's causing global warming?
It's 2 inches long.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And where we go through the looking glass every night and beyond to take you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't and they haven't. So I guess it's still up to us. Every single night coming up, we've got Dean Wheeler. And this hour, we're going to be talking with Bob Green on Martin Luther King Day and how employees and employers are handling this day off, non-day off. Some critics are upset over last night's Golden Globes, claiming the host, Ricky Gervais, was too mean. Was he? Well, we'll talk about that. A victim of the Tucson shooting has been involuntarily committed to a psychiatric center for evaluation after threatening a Tea Party leader. And as I said, we have Robert Green next, Dean Wheeler next hour. And our affiliate spotlight tonight here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show is WSAR 1480 AM in Providence, Rhode Island, and in Mobile, Alabama, WAVH 106.5 FM. Our website is philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, watch live streaming video of the show, thousands of hours of archives, all kinds of podcasts, all kinds of downloads, and we're making them new every day. And pretty soon we will have not only the largest archive of radio material in the world, but we will have the largest downloadable archive of radio material in the world. Robert Green going to be up here in the first segment, and then Dean Wheeler talking next hour. In fact, Dean will be talking with us about the idea of gun control. Boy, that topic has reared its head again. Robert Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods, a large grocery chain in the Southwest and the Southeast. And today was Martin Luther King Day, Bob. And I want to talk to you about this day and why some employers give it off and some don't, you know. And is it a national holiday? What does that mean? And so on. How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good, Phil, and a very happy Martin Luther King holiday to you and to your listeners. And it is a national holiday, Phil, but there is no federal mandate to pay employees on federal holidays. This is an option. If you do, depending upon the union contracts that you may have, it may be that you're paying them double time or time and a half, but there is no federally mandated requirement that we pay our employees. If we do, we do it because we feel it's the right thing to do. And sometimes in a recession, you are torn.
What did you decide to do?
Well, you're asking me the tough question up front.
Yeah, I mean, today, you know, the workday has ended. What did you decide to do?
Well, I ultimately decided, and I want you to hear me, as I went through this decision-making process, I felt it was the right thing to do to give my employees the day off, and that I would ask them to do one of two things. If I gave them the day off, they would have to take the day off without pay. If they came into work, I would pay them not double time, but I'd pay them time and a half.
So you're saying the law doesn't require double time or the union contract that you have?
Well, I don't want to get into talking about the union right now because that's I'll deal with them. But this was what I was going to offer my employees. And the reason why is because I feel that Martin Luther King Day is a very important day, a day that we respect the singular achievements of this man. And I was very happy to do this, and I was very happy to have a great many of my employees take me up on the offer. We did have some of the guys that work in the stock room, and a few others decided they were going to come in, a couple of my managers. Last night, at about 8 o'clock, I was listening to the news, and there was something on the news about President Obama. And it occurred to me that we have a black president. We have achieved a great deal of the dream of Martin Luther King, and so the need for a Martin Luther King holiday with a black president. I don't think anybody's really thought of this. In a lot of ways, it's removed. I'm not saying that Martin Luther King himself was not a great man. But with a black president, I did not feel that I sufficiently took that into consideration, and so I emailed as many people as I could, and I did rescind the offer.
And you rescinded the offer of a day off without pay or come in for time and a half. You rescinded that offer.
I rescinded the offer, yeah, and you sound a little bit shocked. So
well, I'm a little shocked because you're saying what? You're saying that because we have a black president, there is no Martin Luther need. There's no need for Martin Luther King Day.
I'm saying that with a black president, we already have a day off. We have President's Day, and with a black president, it is a step up from Martin Luther King Day. In other words, what we have now is an achievement that we achieved part of Martin Luther King's dream, which was to have a black president. And with that black president, we therefore do not need Martin Luther King Day as much, for instance, as we might honor President's Day. So I did send this to my employees.
Now, what time did you... So you rescinded this offer to your employees at what time?
Well, I rescinded the offer around 10 o'clock last night. And I sent it twice, though. I sent it out at 10, I sent it out at noon. And the next morning, I got in, and I got in pretty early because I wanted to see which of my employees was actually paying attention to this process and which ones... decided that they were going to take the day off and shut down their email and avoid me, which is what I saw that as being. They would avoid me and any change of heart or decision, and they would just go off on a vacation. And I took that as something akin to basically saying, you know, I really don't want to work there. And I saw a good 50% of my workforce come in. The other half, I waited till noon, and then I terminated them.
You fired people who did not come in.
I terminated them based upon, I gave them till noon. I had sent out three emails, and I also know that these people had not obviously anticipated a change of heart on my part. And that means to me that they just wanted to get out of town and not check their email. And that means to me they probably weren't interested in working for me in the first place.
So you fired half of your workforce when you changed your mind. And my question here is, why? First of all, wouldn't you think it prudent that if you're going to change your mind and say, you know what, I'm not giving you Martin Luther King Day off because we have a black president, wouldn't you think it prudent that perhaps these folks, a lot of them didn't hear you?
No, because I think it is well known across the country that Martin Luther King Day is a day that there's an awful lot of conflicting feelings about. And so staying close to your phone, staying close to your email, and essentially staying close to the communications that you have with your employees is the indicated thing, Phil. I don't know how else to say it. It was difficult for me to do this, but I've got to begin to figure out where we stand on this issue and exactly how we're going to work it out. And I had to fire these people because if half of them show up,
I don't. You're not explaining to me why you had to fire them. I mean, you're giving me a big song and a dance here about how Martin Luther King Day is not needed because we have a black president. That may be, and it may not be, but you're not telling me why you had to let these people go.
I let them go because they did not respond to an email that another half of my workforce did respond to.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show, talking to Robert Green. And we're talking here about Martin Luther King Day and whether or not employees get it off or they don't get it off. And he decided not to give them the day off. And then turned around, he decided to give them the day off, then turned around and decided not to give them the day off. And he fired the ones that didn't come in. And why? Because It's Barack Obama. Barack Obama is the president of the United States, and he's a black man. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, the number here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk to Bob Green from Fraser Foods, and we're talking about Martin Luther King Day, a day in which you fired a good 50% of your workforce because they did not show up for work after you gave them the day off. Now, I understand, you know...
Phil, remember that I did send them an email last night.
No, I know you sent them an email last night changing your mind and saying that you would expect them to work. Now, you sent it at 10 o'clock at night. Why would you fire people who might not have gotten the email?
Well, I think I tried to explain that, and I'll try to explain it again. I sent them this email at 10 o'clock at night expecting that they would see it because I just don't believe most of my employees are female. And women tend to hang on the computer a little bit more with emails, with Twitter and Facebook. So for someone to say to me that they didn't see the email because they thought they had the day off, and I know that I'm talking to a good of the, let's say we fired 15 people, and of the 15 we fired, 10 were women. You know as well as I do, that's a difficult thing to believe.
No, it's not a difficult thing to believe. Not for me it is.
Well, I said, most of these are women.
So you, most of them being women, you're saying, therefore, you fired them because they should have seen this email because women are on the computer a lot.
Women are on the computer quite a bit. They are doing, look, Phil, I know it puts me in a bad light.
Well, you're talking about firing people because they should have seen an email because they are usually on the computer because they're women. But you also said that you suspect they were staying away from the computer on purpose.
Absolutely, because they knew that I was torn about this day, whether I was going to give it to them off or not, and I decided no.
And you did it at 10 o'clock at night. Maybe they did stay away from the computer because they didn't want to hear about this. Maybe they did decide that they wanted to have the day off. For you to fire them because they didn't see this email... isn't that like saying, I gave you the day off, and so they go and they make plans, and then you change your mind? Isn't that a little unreasonable?
Is it not unreasonable for me to expect them to see a email when you know as well as I do that as females, they're going to be on MySpace or whatever they do?
And I think it's a stereotype to say that as women they're going to be on MySpace or they're going to be on whatever else, you know, Facebook or Twitter. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Robert Green from Fraser Foods on Martin Luther King Day today. He decided last night at 10 o'clock to send out an email telling everyone they're working because we have a black president, and so there's no need for a Martin Luther King Day. And
well, it was a very quick decision. There's no question about it, Phil.
All right. Well, and as a quick decision, you still expected people to see that email and to be to work. And if they weren't at work by noon, you fired them.
That is correct, because I felt it was reasonable to expect that they would see the email, given the fact that 10 of the 15 were females. And generally, women are sitting on Twitter and these other websites far more than men.
And I wonder how they would react to that. 877-876-PHIL, the number 877-876-PHIL. Here is Roland in Miami. Go ahead, Roland. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green.
Hi. I wanted to make a comment regarding your previous caller and firing half of his employees regarding taking the day off. I think it's utterly ridiculous that he would decide at 10 p.m. at night, regardless of the holiday, whether it be Thanksgiving, Christmas, or whatever you want to call it, 4th of July, to send an email at 10 p.m. the day before to tell their employees that they had to come to work or they would be fired. Most individuals, whether in a small corporation or a Fortune 500 corporation, generally has an out-of-office message on their email once they leave that day. So if they're going on Friday and or Thursday, and Friday is the day they have off, most Americans do not check their email if they are on vacation or if they have their day off.
Well, these are not executives, sir. These are people that work checkout stands. They stock shelves. These are folks that generally are at hand. I had an inspiration. I don't know if you want to call it an inspiration, but I had a thought that I thought was valid.
Yeah, that because we have a black president, Martin Luther King Day is no longer valid.
I didn't say valid.
Or it's no longer an operable holiday.
I did not feel that it was, right.
All right, but what about what this gentleman is saying? Go ahead, sir.
If they are home, when individuals take a day off, they generally take the day off. That it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever to say that, particularly with women, that women are always on the internet. That it's somewhat a sexist comment, honestly speaking, that they're always on the internet.
Why would you say that? I think it's fairly evident that females spend more time on these social sites. And
I don't see that. Was funny when you said that, Bob. I don't really agree.
I've noticed that since this gentleman came on the line, you've agreed with everything that he said. And I understand you're the host of the show and you need to do that.
No, I'm being very sincere when I tell you that men are all over Facebook and Twitter just as much as women.
I don't know where you get that, honest to God. All I would say is I find it a real stretch to say to me, a guy that has worked around people for a long time, "Oh, I didn't see your email, Mr. Green, because I wasn't on the computer." Well, you know as well as I do, sir, people live on the computer these days.
Well, I think what this man is saying here is that it's a sexist thing to think that women are the only ones that are on the computer, and that it just isn't enough time to give people, you know, the night before when you change your mind, especially using the reasons that you've used, that, well, we have a black president, we don't need Martin Luther King Day. Roland? Sir, thank you very much for your call. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel in Tennessee. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Daniel, go ahead.
I have a question for Mr. Green.
Yes, sir.
What percentage of the employees that you terminated today were of African-American descent?
I really don't see color. It's an interesting thing. I don't know if I could answer that. I know them by name. I certainly know them by the position that they fill in my store, but I couldn't tell you.
Because I believe that the reason you did this on this day is because, you know, mostly it will be African-Americans taking the day off, so you did this just for the sheer enjoyment of being able to fire black people, basically.
Well, that's a very scurrilous thing, sir. Why would you say that?
Because, truthfully, this has... You call a duck a duck. I mean, this has racism written all over it.
Call a duck a duck doesn't mean anything. Why?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying they got racism written all over it. You just decided
to
hire some black people, and you use this day as your excuse. That's why
you're going to have to give me a better reason than that. You're going to have to give me a better reason than that. I don't think you're making a good argument at all. I said that because Obama is now president. Do we have a black president?
Well, yes, we do. I didn't vote for the guy, but yeah, we got it.
You have to think about that. You have to think about that. So we got a black president, and I felt that with a black president, we didn't need a Martin Luther King Day, and that's when I changed my mind.
You changed your mind, though, at 10 o'clock at night.
Yes,
okay.
10 o'clock.
And this guy didn't even vote for Obama, so, you know, why are you pretending like you care, sir?
Well, the fact is that you've terminated these employees who are now out here having to look for a job, and I believe you just totally did it for no other reason than the fact that you knew that it would be blacks taking the day off.
Right, but why do you don't care. You don't like black people.
I didn't say I don't like black people. What I don't bigots like you.
You don't. Well, you don't like black people because you said that you didn't vote for Obama.
That's got nothing to do with it. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call here. I don't know what that name is. Liam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I just have a quick question for Mr. Green. I just wanted to make a comment that I think that by your lack of decision making, that you have let down not only your business, but your employees. I mean, I'm an IT professional, and I know that I haven't checked my email in almost 24 hours now, and I have the utter faith in the people that I work for that they say I have the day off, that I have the day off. Because yeah, I know that the people I work for can make up their mind.
If they change their mind? If they change their mind because we've got a black president.
We know that we have a black president. Exactly. Phil Henry Show. We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. Martin Luther King Day, why is this day always a big deal? It's a big controversial deal. What is the problem? I know that there are people politically that didn't like Martin Luther King, but the reality is it's a day off. Now you're saying that because we have a black president, why do we need Martin Luther King Day? Isn't it about the individual?
Well, I'm not sure what you're saying, Phil. You're saying,
is it not about the individual man, Martin Luther King? It's not about just a color of skin.
Well, it is about the color of skin from the point of view that Martin Luther King was fighting for equal rights for black people. And we have a black president. So the need to have a Martin Luther King Day is devalued, and the need for to pay attention to President's Day is given more value. Now, you ask me, why did I fire people when they weren't in by noon? Again, I expect my workforce to be intelligent and to be well-read and to understand that this is a controversial day. I want people by their phone all day long.
How does anybody enjoy their day off?
I don't understand what you mean, how they enjoy their day off.
How do they enjoy their day off when they're sitting by a telephone all day long waiting for you to call?
Well, they enjoy their day off by being at their home, being with their family. They've got their cell phone on, and I call, and I say I've changed my mind.
And then they get into work, and they get fired if they don't get the call on time.
Or in this case, I sent an email.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Victor in Greensboro. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I have a question for him. I talked to my cousin that's a lawyer, and he firing these people in that aspect, they can sue him for wrongful dismissal.
Why? Why is that?
Because you told them that they have the day off. If they go away, they go out of town or anything like that, you can be sued for wrongful dismissal.
Well, again, you're not telling me why. Wrongful dismissal is if I were to fire them because they're black or they're women or they're mentally, you know, retarded. But I fired them for not showing up for work.
Well, but you already told them that they have the day off.
California is an at-will employment state. I can fire employees for anything unless it's a protected class, like if I did it for their age or their race. Otherwise, I can fire them for anything.
You can fire them for... And no, you can't. You can't fire them if they refuse your sexual advances, can you?
I didn't say that, Mr. Hendry. You know, why take it down that road?
Well, I mean, you can't fire them for just anything.
That is sexual harassment. That is illegal.
Now, what you're doing is illegal, too. I'm telling you.
You're telling me something that your brother-in-law asked your friend who asked a lawyer. I don't know that I'm getting it straight from the lawyer's mouth. And by the way, I do have an attorney. So thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. But I've got a lawyer, and he knows the laws of the state of California very well.
Well, I have a feeling you're going to have a lot of lawsuits against you.
And if I don't, do you want to back that up with a bet? How about a wager? How about, let's say, let's keep it a gentleman's bet, $10,000.
Oh, get out of here. Not going to bet you anything. Thank you very much, sir. And I would wager, if you'll pardon the expression, to say that that man is probably right. Here's Ron in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, how you doing tonight? Good question. Do you compensate people on their time off to sit by their phones and to sit by their computers at your beck and call? What kind of compensation do you give them for that?
No, I don't.
Well, then how can you expect
it's the day off.
That's right. That's their day off. Do it as they wish, when they wish, and whatever time and whatever
You've never heard of being on call? You've never heard of being on call?
If I'm compensated, I'm on call. That's right. I'll be at the home and I'll be there if I'm compensated. If not, then it's my time to do it as I wish. So how can you fire people for not when they're not compensated for that?
Look, I didn't ask to have this holiday. It's a very controversial
holiday.
Is that
a policy of yours for people to sit by the phone at your beck and call when they're off?
I would like them to be professionals.
You would like them to be professional. Well, maybe they would prefer that you're professional as well and give them a response in a timely manner instead of 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night the day before.
Let me ask you a question. What is the point of having email if you're going to you're not going to check your email to see who wrote your memo?
That's my business.
You don't check
I choose. Do you pay that bill?
Well, wait a minute. Why do you have email then?
Do you pay that bill?
I pay you, and you pay your bill with the money
that
I pay you.
You pay me to be at work if I work for you, which I would never do so. But you pay me to be on the clock at that site. That's what you pay me to do for, not to sit at my home and wait for you to call me or send me an email. I'm not obligated in any way to check that at any given time.
So you don't feel that you should be, you don't think that you should be contacted at your home by your employer?
Excuse me?
You don't feel that you should be contacted at your home by your employer. And by the way, email is free, so I don't know who you're paying for, but you're paying, you know, you're paying some you don't have to pay.
Well, some email comes with the internet service provider.
Yeah, and some is free. Anyway, you heard what I asked you.
So you expected a person on their time off to not do what they choose to do with their time off, but to be at your
To check their free email.
No, wait a minute. A man's time is his own, is what this man is saying. He can check
That's
his
exactly
email,
right.
He can scratch his back, he can watch TV, he can go outside and lay in the sun, he can take a drive, he can do whatever he wants to do, okay?
And I asked the gentleman, doesn't he think he should also be in touch with his place of employment?
Not on my time off,
don't you?
No.
So you're just going to hide? Well, that's what I find to be very suspect.
I
can't hear you, sir.
You're doing on my time off. Not what somebody else thinks I should do.
Okay, both of you guys got really muffled there for a minute. If Ron, if you got your hand on your phone, and you, Bob? Take your hand off your phone. Yeah, that's way better.
Okay.
The gentleman, he's ashamed of what he's saying.
He's not ashamed of what he's saying.
Then why was he muffling his voice? I just want to say, if we don't need the day off, then let's not take the day off. It was a flash of inspiration. All right, maybe I sent the email out too late, but I think it's worth considering. We've got a black president. Do we need Martin Luther King Day?
You're not the legislature.
That's
you're not the
opinion.
Congress.
That's your opinion. That's not shared by everybody. That's your opinion alone. That's not shared by everybody. And everybody's right
to their
employer. Own opinion. I give you that. But
I'm the employer.
You have no right to fire somebody simply because they don't sit at your beck and call on their time off. If you're not compensating them for it. If you expect somebody to be in touch with you, you need to pay them for that.
That's a good point. All right, Ron, thank you very much for your call.
No, wait a minute. I didn't ask them to be at my beck and call. I just asked them to read their email, which they're usually doing when they're not playing Sims.
And they
see, you got
to
get the dig in.
Their time off.
You got to get that dig in, that which they're usually doing when they're not playing Sims.
You know as well as I do, Phil, that people are on their computers, they're playing Madden, they're playing Sims, Xbox, well, maybe not Xbox, you know, but you know what I'm talking about. And I'll say this, and I mean this with all due respect, porn.
So you are indicting the personal habits of your employees to say they could have been checking email if they hadn't been looking at porn. Ron, thanks so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Kim in Virginia. Kim, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Greene, I think you're just a racist, and you say you're colorblind, but but you know we have a black president, and you know that Martin Luther King is black, and you probably knew that most of your employees who took off were going to be minorities, and so that was an excuse to clean the house, quote. But it's just ridiculous that you would take that at 10 o'clock fire people for not checking the email at 10 when most of the callers are right. Most people were probably out of town at 10 o'clock on a Sunday if they knew they had that Monday off. So why would they be checking their email? And if they're out of town, how are they going to make it to work? So that's just not a good excuse. And it's just ridiculous for you to make an excuse, oh, you're colorblind. And we don't need the Martin Luther King holiday because we have a black president. They have nothing to do with each other. Nothing to do with each other. We are honoring
them. Wait a minute. I think that there's an argument to be made. If you say that Martin Luther King's holiday is about the equality of people, we now have a black president, so that is one goal reached. Why do we need the holiday? You see,
it can be a black president. It is honoring of the March on Civil Rights.
It's honoring a great man.
So it doesn't matter that we have a black president now. It's showing that part of the dream has been achieved, but we're still striving for it. We're honoring the man and for what he strived for all people in this country, equality, not just because we have a black president. We don't have to honor him anymore. That makes no sense.
I had another problem, though, and it was one that I didn't tell you about, and it was one I didn't mention to you, Mr. Henry, and I know that you maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't. I had to also weigh this. If I give the day off to my employees, there's a certain segment, and you know who they are, Mr. Henry, and Kim probably does too. There's a certain segment of white employees that are going to want to have Jefferson Davis Day. You know?
Well,
get out of here. Jefferson Davis Day.
We have a Jefferson Lee Day here. And it's a paid holiday.
Are you kidding?
Everybody
we don't have it in California. We don't have it in California.
Well, are you kidding me?
You know, but you have minorities there too. And Obama,
well, what is this Jefferson Davis Day? What's Jefferson Davis Day?
He was the president of the Confederacy, and some whites are going to want to have that day off.
Oh, get out of here with that Jefferson Davis Day. We're talking about a national holiday. Jefferson Davis Day is not a national holiday.
It's a state holiday in Virginia, a state holiday. But they also gave the employees Martin Luther King Day off. In my job, no, it's not honored, but you can take it off for personal time if you want to, and that's my company's policy. But for you to wait till 10 o'clock to call somebody and email them and say, oh, you have to come to work, and suppose they're 200 miles away with their family, you want them to drop
them
and come back because you changed your mind, because you have
made a plea. I said, please come back. Martin Luther King wanted a black president, didn't he? So we've got one. So what are we honoring him for?
Are you kidding, man? This isn't just about having a black president.
Ma'am, if I said to my black employees, I said, please come back, or we're looking at a Jefferson Davis Day as sure as God made green apples.
Oh, get off that and go.
Are you kidding?
You and put you out of business, because you are ridiculous. You need a grip. Because that's just ridiculous. Your whole thinking is ridiculous. And maybe you were just trying to cut back, lay off, or whatever. But that was a little stupid excuse to fire people.
No, ma'am. I'm telling you right now, you know
it.
You live in Virginia.
It was your little win. You did it
on the state of California.
You didn't want to celebrate it. Then you should have put your butt to work and let them do what they wanted to do. You gave them the
thing. Let me ask you a question. You're a woman. Women live on Twitter and Facebook. Women live on Twitter and Facebook, and you mean to tell me they don't see a memo from their boss? Come on.
You know what, Bob?
No, I'm not checking my email. I'm off. Why would I check my email for work if I'm off? No, I don't do that. Now, you might
do you understand the complexity? Have you ever owned a business?
Your responsibility.
Have you ever owned
a
business?
You told them.
Have you ever owned a business? No, see? This is what I got to put up with. One day, it's somebody wants Martin Luther King Day off, and the next day, I got some guy coming up to me with a jelly roll haircut, you know, and his cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve. Hey, when are we getting Jefferson Davis Day off? And I'm like, this isn't even the South.
You are stupid. So this, you are a stupid man.
Oh, come on,
really
Green.
Are
you really are. All right, thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Jefferson Davis Day in California? I mean, it is something they do in the South. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Robert Green from Fraser Foods on Martin Luther King Day. The fact that he did give his employees the day off, and then at the last minute, rescinded that and expected them into work, and by noon he'd fired half of his employees for not showing up. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Next hour, it's going to be Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center on gun control efforts by Barbara Boxer and others to reintroduce that topic of conversation into the American political discourse because of events in Arizona. So that's coming up. Right now, we have Robert Green from Fraser Foods. He's a CEO, a businessman, an employer, and is often on our program to talk about business-related issues. We're talking about Martin Luther King Day. Who gets it off? Who doesn't? You know, we're working tonight, Bob.
I noticed that. You're talking about giving employees a day off. You're working your crew. You know.
Well, I have my reasons for believing that in the radio business, in the entertainment business, this is not a day off. This is a regular work day. I've discussed this with my guys. But in your particular, you know, line of work.
Well, no. Hold on. You know, you don't get the Phil, and I have great respect for you. You don't get to get away with that. What about in my line of business? I'm a grocer. And on a day off, on a national holiday, you think that people would be coming into my store? For, you know, festive arrangements, they're going to have a picnic or what have you. Here in California, the weather's been very good, and we had people at the beach today. And you're telling me I don't get to make a dollar because all of a sudden I can't say, and I think it's a very sensible thing, wait a second, hold the phone. We don't need to have this day off. We've got a black president.
No, I don't think so. Not at the last minute. Not at 10 o'clock at night. Not with people possibly out of town. Not with people having made other plans. Let's go to a phone call. Lisa in Maui, Hawaii. Hello, Lisa. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Robert Green. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I believe...
Hello?
Hi. I believe that unless you
Hello?
Signed a... Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I believe unless you signed your contract that you're going to be available on your days off to call in or check your email or answer your phone, your day off is your day off. And unless
they're
paying...
That's a very good point. That's a very good point, Lisa, except my people are hourly. They don't really sign a contract.
What about the union contract?
Well, a union contract is a union contract. What's that got to do with it?
Well, what does the union contract say?
It says that national holidays, if you give your employees the day off, they get double time. If. So there you go, Lisa. See, so they don't sign contracts. Not like, I don't know, do you work in the entertainment business? Or for a bar or something?
So unless you're getting paid to be on call, that they can call you back, your day off is your day off, and you don't have
Good
to
point.
Be disturbed if you don't want to.
That is true, except this is a unique situation with Martin Luther King Day, and the reason why I say that is because Martin Luther King Day, like I said, there's a black president now, and that kind of wipes it off a little bit, you know? Yeah?
What, how does that wipe it off?
The black president that Obama is makes Martin Luther King Day about one half less necessary. See?
That's absurd. That's you know, it has nothing to do with Obama. I'm not supporting Obama, but in this discussion, it has nothing to do with Obama. It's a day. We're talking about the day off.
Yes, that's true. The day off. But I said at on Sunday night at 10, and this was before the day off started. The day off technically started at midnight. I sent them an email saying, I've changed my mind. I want you all in here at 7 a.m.
Wow.
Notice,
boy, you don't...
And they have no obligation to answer their email or answer their phone when they already, when told they had the day off.
They do not have any obligation, but they do have an obligation to be to work at 7 a.m.
Not when
not
you told them they had
told...
the day off. You changed your mind at the last minute, and... If they didn't get the message or chose not to check the message, you know, it's your loss, not theirs. It's not their problem.
And now I ask you this question as a sensible human being, not necessarily going by the book, but I would ask you this question, Lisa, as an honest human being. You know and I know that women are on Twitter. Come on. Why can't they answer their email?
If they love their job, they would be checking for messages. If they obviously they're not satisfied at their job and they feel that they have no feeling to check.
That's unfair, because if they're hanging on Facebook or they're going over to MySpace to get new artwork, or they're...
What do you mean? You know, you're making all of these assumptions. What are the guys doing? What are the men doing?
All right, I want it because we had an audience of women and children. Okay, the guys are there looking at porn. So why aren't they checking their email? And that's my question.
You're off. You know, you're totally off your rocker. It's their day off. They were told they have a day off, and they have no obligation to check messages. Maybe they saw it and they didn't want to respond. That's their choice.
So you think I'm nuts? You think I belong where that guy Fuller is? You think I need evaluation?
No, but
You think I need 72-hour evaluation?
I think you're expecting too much of your employees. You're being unfair to them.
No, you said I was off my rocker. So that's 72-hour...
Oh, who cares?
Well, yeah, but I cut it up the list. Why can't I do better? I can do better.
Phil Hendry.